It's Terry for breakfast, Albany 783 Triple M. We always love it when sports men and women make their way to the region to catch up with our next generation of stars. This time the Perth Wildcats are going to be down here on the weekend. They're going to be in Albany and Denmark. Friday, 4 p.m, 13 to 17-year-olds can get along to the Albany Leisure and Aquatic Centre. Saturday, 8 a.m, 6 to 12-year-olds can get along to ALAC. And on Sunday, if you're in Denmark, take the kids along to McLean Park because there's going to be a session from 9:30 for 6 to 12-year-olds. Register at wildcats.com.au. We're at the event, and joining me now from the Perth Wildcats, I've got Mason Bragg. Good morning.
Hey, mate. How are you going?
Excellent. You've excelled in your debut NBL season. I guess there's plenty to brag about.
Yeah. No, I think I just got extremely lucky with the situation with Damo being injured and a few other guys being out and got the opportunity to play. And then I was just lucky enough to get a couple of my shots went in and built my confidence through that and had a pretty good year.
You came in for, as you said, Damian Martin, and in your debut game, impressive. 14 minutes in the win, 7 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists and 2 steals. Your influence on that game was pretty incredible. What have you learnt from the Wildcats? Because they're a proud club. They haven't dropped a playoff for over 30 years. It must have been amazing coming into this incredible club.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, there's a lot of veteran guys that have been in the club for a while. Jesse Wagstaff, Matty Knight, Greg Heyer, Damo, and Sean Redditch is even there. So there's a lot of guys that have been there for a long time, and they're veterans in the NBL now. So there's lots of stuff that you can pick up off them just by standing there and watching them, and then let alone all the stuff that they tell you about as well. So, and it's also that winning culture that those guys have brought with them over the last, I don't know, 5-10 years, and then throughout the history of the 31 years of making the playoffs in a row. So pretty lucky to come into this situation.
The pressure must be on because you don't want to be in the group that was the first to not make the playoffs. So, you know, every season, I guess, that there's always going to be a renewed vigour around the club and that opportunity to keep the momentum going.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, I think it was Christmas time last year where we were sitting on the bottom of the ladder. So tensions are up then, thinking that we might have been the first group to drop the playoff run. But to be honest, it's kind of, I think because it's been happening for so long, no one really thinks about it. I think everyone's got a real positive outlook on the season, and no matter what, I think we find when adversity hits, that's when we play our best. So I think they'll continue to strive, and we'll continue to strive to make the playoffs for the next I don't know, 10-15 years forever. Hopefully,
I hope so. I hope we can get Mason Bragg into maybe one or two more championships, perhaps.
Yeah, that would be sweet, mate. I was very lucky we won the first year, so hopefully there's many more to come.